doesn't require a tone. It's a 600 offset. So this is KR4BJL monitoring. KR4 Bravo Lima X-ray. This is KR4 Bravo Juliet Lima. This is KR4 Bravo Juliet Lima. Radio check.
W4SBX radio check.
Catch your full call sign there. This is KR4BJL. I can hear you well, though.
KR4BJL. This is W4SBX Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-ray. We are looking for a radio check. You're getting into the repeater pretty good.
Appreciate you there. My name is Russell. I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And I've got a different setup here, moving my antenna around, so I'm glad to hear that I'm coming through well. I've got a little bit of report that I've had some graininess or fuzziness with it. Am I coming through? How's my clarity?
It sounds real clear, but for me, but sometimes there's like an interruption in the transmission, like almost like you're letting off the PTT button or something. Not sure about that, but it's what it seems like.
I might be moving around more than I'm supposed to, so I'll try just changing my posture a little bit and try to sit more still, see how that changes it.
Yeah, are you on an HT by chance?
I'm out on mobile, but I've got my I got my handheld here. KR4 Bravo Lima X-ray, heard you come in there. KR4 BJL.
I don't know if you were responding to another channel or not. This is Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray W4SBX Brad. I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina over. But anyway, I don't know. It's like perfectly clear signal, no static, but it's just breaking up a lot. I don't know why.
I'll have to try. I'll have to kind of keep track on that. I haven't gotten that report on other repeaters yet. I don't know if maybe there's a weather effect with all the wind. It's pretty windy up here right now in Hendersonville, so maybe there's something going on there. I'll have to kind of keep track on that next couple times I check in on this radio.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I had a friend from Henderson, well, I just met him today, but NC9V Leon came down here and was going to try to help me with a infrared half wave, get it up, and it was very, very windy. But you got a great signal, but I'm also on a new radio that I'm still adjusting, so I don't know if, it seems like when you talk, it's on 3 seconds and off a couple seconds, and then on 3 seconds, I don't know, something like that. But it could be my setup on my radio, too, actually, but the wind has been very strong today, though, over.
So, yeah, no, I can definitely see that. Well, yeah, I'll have to try, I may try positioning my, I'll probably give it a good week or two before I move my antenna around too much, and see what that does. So, well, I appreciate you, Brad, and Simpsonville again. This is Russell in Hendersonville, KR4, Bravo, Juliet Lima, and I appreciate your QSO here, and I'm going to hop off onto my next thing here, but I hope that you have a good Sunday and good rest of your week. So 73 to you.
Yeah, roger that. I think there was another station trying to respond to you. Sound like Patrick KI4HKX. He's one of the net control operators. See if he gives you another report. For HKX.
I believe you said your name was Russell.
Brett, this is Russell. You said KO4HZ.
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, and I'm in Penrose, just out the road from you, but over toward Brevard. And I'm not hearing your signal drop out like Brad is. I hadn't heard that, so I could tell you're on HT, but other than that, your signal's good.
Yeah, definitely. You spelling it out rings a bell. I've heard that many times. It's been a while since I've checked in on the net. I appreciate that. That's helpful to know from a kind of another readout there. I'm coming in on my Yaesu FTM 150, so it is a mobile. but I'm using the handheld microphone here, so it's a bit wobbly.
I don't know your exact location there in Hendersonville, but if you're over toward Flat Rock, that area has a hard time getting into this repeater. So that could be part of it, but I don't know your exact location. But you're having no trouble getting into the repeater. I wouldn't change a thing about what you're doing.
I appreciate that. I'm over near Hot Dog World, so a little bit north of Flat Rock. And I just turned up my transceiver here to see if this pierces through a little bit better to the high output, which I think is, I can't actually remember exactly how many watts it is. Somewhere between 50 and 100, I think it might be 100. Curious if this is how this is coming through.
It hasn't changed on my end. Your signal still sounds the same. So, like I said, and over there where Hot Dog World's at, you're going to have you're right on the edge where it's hard to get into the repeater. I drive that area a lot, and right through there, I just don't even try to get on the repeater on a mobile unit. So you're doing pretty good to get in at all.
Thank you for that. That's a very detailed and really helpful report. And I'll definitely be keeping that in mind. So I appreciate you guys. Again, this is Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Juliet Lincoln, Hendersonville, Russell. And I appreciate you guys. I'm going to sign out here. So 73 to y'all. Y'all have a good week.
KO4HK, clear.
73's W4SBX. I want to add a quick comment, but I was going to say, when he first came on, he was pegging this new radio, and it goes from white to red, so he was no noise at all. But it could be because I was trying to set the repeater auto reset, or no, auto repeaters. You know what I mean, where it changes the tones and stuff on the repeater. The automatic repeater set, or whatever it's called. But anyway, I might have messed something up on the tone squelch last night on my side. So, yeah, but he had a great signal. But anyway, Patrick and the other gentleman, I'll be clear. I just wanted to say that. It's no problem with his radio. It's just probably mine.